Hello, everybody. My name is Atticus.
And my name is Hope.
And you are now watching
The White Refrigerator. Welcome back, y'all.
Thank you guys so much for coming back, where we're keeping you fresh in a world of mess.
And helping us feel better together, because God knows we need it.
You ain't lying. It's been another long week of a lot of news. Another week of overstimulation, but I hope everybody's trying to keep their shit together.
Speaking of that, I just want to say this. I saw something that said there's a difference between overconsumption and being aware. Y'all, take this time to just be aware and be educated, but do not overconsume, because doom scrolling is a real thing, and you get to breaking news, breaking news, breaking news, breaking news. And we know right now the breaking news ain't great.
And this one motherfucker, that he be having good news, but every time you see that motherfucker face, breaking news, breaking news.
Aaron, you're talking about unfollowing Aaron, the little white boy.
Yes, that's exactly who I'm talking about. I'm unfollowing you right now. Because every time I scroll past your face, breaking news. You know what, bitch? Block. I know the news is breaking. Anytime this motherfucker is in a conversation, the news is breaking. When is it never not breaking? Get out of my face.
I'd follow him, but I just had to mute him because I'm like, I can't right now. I just can't right now. Right now. I've accepted the fact that I'm at this. You know what, friend? You said something a while back ago. And I might consider that shit. And I ain't gonna do it here in Texas. But
I only remember.
I think I might run for some shit, friend.
I mean, why not?
They need, the millennials have to do it at this point.
Yeah. Look who's in there. If he can be president, any one of us can do anything, to be honest.
Speaking of that, I don't know if this is true or not, but it gagged me when I read it. They said the president of Mexico said, why is Trump worried about sending the rapists and criminals back when the United States elected one? I said,
she's petty. She is petty. I did see one of her talking about calling America Mexican America, since he want to call the Gulf of Mexico Gulf of America.
Listen, babe, she's turning them back around. She said, don't you bring them folks back over here.
It's a lot of places turning them around.
Yeah.
Like, you will not send them here. Leave them where they are. I did see a story where it was like they're releasing some of them now. So I guess you don't have the resources to hold them. Luckily. See?
There we go. We got to conversing. There's good in there. Mm-hmm. Y'all, look for the good. There's good in this somewhere. We just got to find it. We got to focus on it. And like I said, at this point, it's time to tear some shit up, y'all. Stand up for yourself. Stand up for your friends. Stand up for your community. Stand up for your neighbors. We are in this fight together, and we are not going to. What did Kamala say?
We are not going back.
Period.
And if we don't stand up for people, then nobody else will. And to be honest, at this point, I honestly feel like a lot of people are waking up to what's actually happened and what has happened. So I feel like there's a lot more unity now than there was right before he took office. So even though it's a lot of motherfuckers that's still hateful, but some of them are like, my check! what you mean I might not get my check? This is what we're trying to tell you.
The bed you made you lied in. And the crazy thing is, you're a dumbass human, but you're a human nonetheless. You're a hateful ass human, but you're a human nonetheless. Now, I'm not going to say I'm not going to stoop to your level and I'm going to turn the other cheek, because, bitch, I will light your motherfucking ass up, and I want you to understand that I mean that from my black ass heart.
I hope y'all seen that lip. That was the lip of destruction.
Yeah,
when you see somebody's lip go up the side like that.
Because I meant that shit for real, for real. What I need you to understand, though, is that I am still a human and I still have a heart. And just because you're dumb as fuck doesn't mean that you're incapable of learning whatever ignorant ass ways made you do the stupid shit that you did. Like, vote for a damn I just will never I blame the Democrats for this. I'm going to have a quick tangent and then we're going to get back to it. I blame you fucking Democrats for this, because this man should have never, ever, all the shit that he's doing right now. Y'all mean to tell me y'all don't have a backbone in you at all? Or let's go back. He should have never, ever had the opportunity to be here again. A convicted felon can't vote, but one can be the president. Make that make sense.
That was my whole gripe. Like, we had 4 years to make sure that this couldn't happen again.
He tried to overthrow the government. He tried to throw a coup. And then he didn't let these crazy motherfuckers back out. And what's crazy is there's certain Republicans who voted for him who also are like, no, he shouldn't have did that. Like, somebody got to get a backbone. Or what y'all are about to find out is that America's a very spoiled ass country. So if you don't give us what we want, eventually enough of us is going to turn and we're going to tear this shit up. Including some of the dummies that voted for him when they start losing their basic rights. Because let me be very clear, this is not just a black, a Hispanic, a queer thing. Erasing people who have always existed and we will never stop existing. This is also a major class issue. And if you do not fit within a certain class, no matter what you look like, you will be affected by this.
This is true.
But y'all are about to see. Y'all are about to see. So either you're going to join us or you finna fall right in the pits of hell and suffer. Either way.
And let's give a shout out to the people that's on TikTok or YouTube bringing you news. Pray for them. Because Aaron, the one that you mentioned before, I don't know if you done seen him lately, but that he looked like he ain't getting no sleep. And I'm worried about him. He looks stressed out. Hide him just to take a nap. Take a couple days off. It's going to be okay.
You know he from Alabama still too? Gonna be here.
Is he?
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
But not all baby, of us all this Alabamians news ain't worth crazy. Your life.
It's not. It's not. And again, you have to remember the media feeds you certain things in general. Know when to pull back. Like I said, you need to be aware, but know when to pull back. Knowing too much is too much. Because you can't do shit on the outside if the inside is toe up. It don't work that way. So take care of you.
Say that again.
And then we can start knucking a few buck. But first we gotta, you know, gotta make sure that inside is kumbaya, peace and love, and Erykah Badu, and that little bowl thing. We gotta make sure that's on the inside. But on the outside, now enough is enough. Come in the club, shaking my dress, throwing your ball. like you need, you know. Balance. But
balance.
Anyways, how's your week been, friend?
My week has been pretty good. It's been pretty chill, actually. Got outside in some of this beautiful sunlight because it's been about 75 degrees ish here in the daytime, and it's actually been beautiful outside. Go outside and get in some nature. So I'm feeling pretty good. I haven't completely disconnected from social media yet. Pretty much just TikTok and Blue Sky. But other than that, I've just kind of been chilling. When it comes to music this week, mostly the same, but there has been an addition, and make sure I'm getting her name wrong, Brittany Spencer. So Brittany Spencer came across my TikTok singing for her life. And she actually has a lot of music out that I didn't really know, but she has an album called My Stupid Life. Party that I almost missed, and I think this is a deluxe from the other album. Beautiful, 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 beautiful singer, beautiful album. She has a song called Bigger Than the Song. I don't know if you've ever heard it. Please, 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 please go check it out. I'm gonna try my best to remember to put that in the caption because sometimes I'd be forgetting to put shit in the caption. And I apologize.
Sorry.
Be doing my best. But anyways. When it comes to TV, I've been watching an anime called The Seven Deadly Sins, which actually has four different series, it looks like, on Netflix, or I know a couple of movies and a couple of different series. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful anime. Somewhat kind of a little bit perverted too, but
I think in a good way,
not crazy.
They be like,
they do be somewhat nasty.
My name is Yokashima. And then she got 48 quadruple D titties.
She does. They all do. I watched the movie before I started the series for whatever reason. A girl was standing outside, and of course, you know, she had on her short skirt, big ass titties, cleavage hanging out. She walked out of the fucking house, and they say, you know, his head is up under her skirt. He's like, "Mom, how you doing today?" And I'm like, "Oh!" Face no. was just all up in it. I was like, "Okay."
Listen,
but that's a recurring theme of him, like, being Johnny Bravo around the series.
Maybe Johnny Bravo
yeah.
was supposed to be on Me Too. Johnny yes, Bravo. Did you know Johnny Bravo was 17, though?
I thought he was older.
I swear to God, I read this somewhere recently, too, like in the last few months. I think it went viral on TikTok. They were talking about Johnny Bravo's actual age was like 17. I was like, okay, all this shit is highly problematic at this point.
I just knew Johnny Bravo was 30 years old.
I thought so, too. Child, but no, that anime stuff. Me and Naomi was talking about that one day. Did you say the white people in the cartoon?
Nothing. I didn't say nothing. Let's go. Oh, no. Let's go to the next friend. How was your week been? Friend, I don't know how that's possible. Lord, even if
I'm so weak. this week for me has been chill. No new music this week. I kind of was revved up a little bit. Like, my nerves been a little stressed out. And then finally, I was just like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to be okay. And I'm going to feel okay. And I'm not going to let anything prevent me from feeling okay. And that's just been the vibe. Mm-hmm. And that's worked so far. Sometimes you have to be DeLulu with yourself. As far as TV goes, because no new music. TV, I started watching, Harlem again. I forgot how much, Megan Good's character Camille pisses me off. I forgot how much that character actually pisses me off.
She is a lot irritating. Not it's even so a little much. Bit. She's a lot.
And then Quinn, I love Quinn down, and I need y'all to give Quinn a fucking break. Please. This the last season. Give this girl some damn peace. Ty is Ty. I am enjoying Ty's arc so far this season. Listen, they gagged me last season with her wanting to start a relationship with the mom and finding out that her jump off was her daughter. I said, God,
what's some shit to find out?
Listen, that might actually make me go straight. That would be
how do you even like exist? I wouldn't talk to either one of them ever.
You can't
like how oh gosh.
I would have relocated.
Yeah. Like, not relocated. Like what do you do from there? Like, oh
listen, New York is big, Chicago's beautiful, Houston's nice. I'll just relocate to another big city. Oh my god, but yeah. Yep. Angie's character. I'm not sure how to feel about Angie's character this season. She's normally...
You don't talk about Angie.
I love Angie down. That's what I'm saying. But it's like, I don't know. And her new beau, I don't know. Something, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know.
This Mr. Swoop.
Whoever, whatever. What? Be so fucking for real.
Yeah.
And I think that's his shit too. I don't think this is a wig. I think he took his afro and went. He looked like what's the it is? I'm trying to remember. It's a character. It is a cartoon character that shit reminds me of, and I'm just like, beast. Just you know what? But yeah, something. I don't know. I don't know. I'm just waiting. So yeah, but. That and then Unrivaled. Anybody on here who listens, who follows the WNBA and NBA knows it's been a hell of a week for us this last week. So many crazy ass trades. I don't even know what the hell is going on anymore. I'm just like, they dismantled my whole team.
Are you talking about that one trend that everybody keeps talking about?
I ain't talking about Luka. That trade was actually insane. I saw somebody. The funniest thing I seen was this girl was like on Blue Sky. She said, explain this trade in girl terms. They said, okay, imagine trading T-Boz for Beyonce. I don't know why.
So who is T-Boz in the situation?
T-Boz is absolutely AD, Anthony Davis. Absolute. Oh. When I tell you, I wouldn't be so. He got his kneecaps is made out of like the confetti paper. This nigga spent the first half of his whole career injured. Like legs just sound like loose change. He stayed injured. Gosh. He's Lord, the, you might have seen him. He's a tall, light skinned dude with braids, and he's known for his unibrow.
I was about to say, like, listen, it's a tall people thing. That's why they be injured all the time.
I guess
them,
so.
Them legs ain't strong enough, and them ligaments be
And Luka has been doing amazing in Dallas, so it was just like, who the fuck? What is this? But no, the Connecticut Sun. I started following the Connecticut Sun because of Dawana Bonner, which is probably a shocker for a lot of people because y'all know I'm an Alabama fan, Roll Tide. But she played for Auburn, and she was just a phenomenal player, and I kind of just followed her career throughout her entire time playing. And then she ended up with the Connecticut Suns, and she's been – or Connecticut Sun – but she's been doing really well there. And then, of course, her fiance, AT, is on the Sun. It was great. And then all of a sudden, when I tell you they dismantled all of them. Now, I'm not mad at Adijah Carrington and Alyssa because her and their girlfriend, they're here now in Dallas. I can go watch them play. I'm not mad about that. But they just sent everybody else everywhere. I was like, God. So just anyways, I say all that to say these trades have been crazy. Speaking of that, though, what was so funny when they said it was like sending Beyonce to Destiny Child trading. I just, in my mind, all I could hear was, it's so hard in times, but the heartache lives on inside.
My body too bootylicious for you, baby.
And you pay my bills. Can you pay for my own bills? I don't think you do.
I got your dinner. Your dessert and so much more.
Cater to you.
No.
That is so mean, y'all. But Atticus knows this. I'm a huge TLC fan. But I thought that shit was funny as hell. I was like, bro.
I need somebody to do that on AI now. I need somebody to make that on AI right now.
I am in love with you. You set me free. I can't do
this thing.
July and have it in me. I swear to God, y'all, it was a few times I didn't know what the fuck was going on when she was singing. I was like, what is she okay? Love her down, though. Love her down. But the truth gonna be the truth, no matter who tell it. I was like, y'all ain't shit for saying this. But yeah, that.
What?
My favorite would be imagining her singing. Listen. The song here in my heart. Start doing the waterfalls. Listen, because the thing is, when they made her voice work, her voice worked for her stuff.
It did.
A lonely mother gazing out of a window, staring at a sun that she just can't
touch. Now, on the other hand, can you imagine Beyonce singing some of those songs? Can you imagine Beyonce in Waterfalls? She would have told them songs up. Do you hear me?
I can't do it. I want to do it so bad, but I can't.
Yeah, that's not an easy voice to replicate.
That was her yelling error, though. Because you remember she used to yell.
I love yelling Beyonce. I love all Beyonce, Beyonce.
Love her down. Speaking of that, bah, 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 shout out to, first of all, what a black-ass Grammys award. My God, today.
They finally got it right this time. It's been only been how many awards? 50 plus? Only took 50-something, but finally got it right.
I mean, I just love the fact that everybody came together. It was powerful. Everybody was in unison. A minor. Do you know...
I might actually... They're doing they little white girl things.
I don't know why they be flying away. They do be... You're like, girl, what the hell are you doing?
It's like be on ecstasy every time.
Do you know I would have had to actually relocate, like, whole continents? I just watched all my peers... Beyonce was trying to keep it cute, but she was over there. It's a
Drake. She was really giving auntie.
Quite literally laughed in your face. This is for anybody, and I sent Atticus a tweet or something. I had screenshotted
a blue sky.
Yeah, I was just like. For anybody who thinks that Drake lost or that people are just attacking Drake, it's time to let it go. It's time to let it go.
Nobody's attacking you. You did lose.
You did lose.
But nobody's attacking you.
Like, it's, and you did this to yourself. You did this to yourself. Because he said we can run the friendly fade. And then you wanted to talk about him beating Whitney upside the head and how his kid wasn't his kid. And then he was like, okay, cool.
This is what ego does. Pride goeth before the fall, and goddamn, was that a fall.
Every single damn time.
Fell off the Eiffel Tower.
I don't know. I just imagine that he just sat there. And the funniest thing is that Kendrick also did this in a Canadian tuxedo, which made it even funnier. He was in all denim. I was like, he wants you to know that he's going to step on your neck for the rest of your fucking life.
I don't know if anybody's seen it yet, but I do want you to go look. You know, he's on tour in Australia. I think it just started. He came out on tour with his, with a hoodie with bullet holes in it and smoke coming out the back of the hoodie. I guess to represent, that he had been smoked, which would be correct because he had been smoked. But I don't know. I thought that was like a bit much. Like it ain't that serious.
It's not that
well,
serious.
Well, I guess it kind of is, but.
I mean.
Not really.
But at your own detriment. Like you did this. I just. Let's see. We'll see what 2025 has in store for your boy. Maybe. I don't know. Maybe some luck will pick back up for him. But
honestly think he's too big to fail, like in the very same way that people like Nicki Minaj have their super core fan that no matter what they do, yeah, they're going to be there to support you. I think he has that. So he's going to be successful, I feel like, regardless.
Agreed.
But it won't be the same. You don't have the GP anymore. Used to. Yeah.
Also, so I mentioned that the Grammys was like super black this year, which I loved. Love, 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 love. So shout out to Samara Joy. to Tank and the Bangas, to Rhapsody, to Kendrick. There was a few others.
Dolce.
I did not forget Dolce. I was going to say Dolce. Dolce and Beyonce were my highlights. I love Kendrick now. Y'all know I'm Kendrick biased, but I knew Kendrick was going to get some Grammys. I knew it. Not Like Us was too big of a track for that. Yeah, it was just too big of a track for it not to happen. I was surprised that he swept, though. He said, okay, bet, I'm taking all of them, and he did. But Beyonce finally getting her crown. Well, she didn't need it from y'all anyways, because Beyonce is Beyonce. But the true recognition for the, at least I would say in my personal opinion, I love all of her bodies of work, but her last three for absolute certain war album of the years. Lemonade, That's Cowboy true. Carter, Renaissance. I don't think there's a question in mind. Maybe you can argue some of the old ones. Those last three, absolutely not.
I would even go as far as saying that Lion King album. I don't know how everybody feels about that album. The Lion King album was a great ass album. Album of the year, maybe not, but I feel like it was definitely Grammy worthy. Great ass body of work. Also, can we talk about her face when they called her name for the country album? Because you could tell she was fully invested in the conversation, like, wasn't paying attention. They're like, Beyonce's like,
friend.
Country? Me?
You already know how my petty black heart feels. Because I text you as soon as it happened.
Mm-hmm.
I just shout out to all the country stars who wanted to jump out the window. As soon as they called her name.
And they put the camera right on them, too.
Because I know y'all was there. Y'all thought y'all was doing something by not inviting her to the CMAs or not nominating her for anything. And then had the nerve to tell a black woman from Texas, which is crazy to me, that she didn't know country. Baby, this is where it happened. But
said I wouldn't saddle up. Well,
now look. And on top of that,
ain't country.
Tell me what is. Hey, listen now. That I told you. I think Cowboy Carter, Renaissance. I can tell you my top three. I can easily tell you my top three now. And this is crazy because forever I thought nothing was going to debunk four. Four and B-Day was like two of my, and they still are two of my favorite albums of all time. But Cowboy Carter, Renaissance, and Lemonade. They hit me real different. Like, them three albums, they got me. And, like, that is my Beyonce trinity. Followed closely by B-Day 4 and, of course, her self-titled album. Because that album was good as hell.
I'm not ready to give my trinity. I'm not ready yet.
It's all right. Whew, Cowboy Carter had me in a bad chokehold. I missed the Renaissance tour. I swear to God, I will not miss this one. I will not. I don't give a fuck if I got to drive.
Did you see all the dates?
I ain't flying right now. Sidebar, to all those who lost people, I truly apologize. That is a terrible, terrible thing to have happened to our dumb ass administration to bring DEI up when people are. After I seen that little statement, I was like, wow. America's actually garbage. We are.
Yes. Condolences to everybody, because that's tough. And then to see it be publicized like this is crazy. I can't imagine what that feels like.
Crazy. Yeah, just shout out to every Dolce. First of all, Dolce, I want you to know you have my heart. In real time. Girl, let me tell you something. Ever since, and Eddie knows this, ever since I heard Persuasive, I was stuck. I was stuck. Persuasive, I think she ended up being, wasn't she in my Spotify top five that year? Because, yeah, like that, I was, and after that, I just been a Dolce stan ever since. Went back and listened to her old stuff.
If you remember, we went to the beach one time. I think Nay was with us. And she came up in Nay's, because you remember Nay was playing this music? She came up in Nay's music, and I was like, what's this? That had to be. No, 19, 20, maybe. I don't remember exactly.
Got to be 19.
I think it might have been 19.
Yeah.
But I was like, who is this? And look at her now. Thriving.
Love Thriving. It. And she's so black with it, too.
Yes. Unapologetically so. Just like she should be.
Just the things. Dochi, I want you to get everything. I want you to get everything that you deserve tenfold because you deserve it. You deserve everything from your next lifetime already, queen. I hope you get it all.
Oh, it's up from here. She know it. It's up from here.
I love it. 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 I love it.
And for that to be, was that rap album of the year?
Mm-hmm.
That is crazy.
Off a mixtape.
Off of a mixtape. That is crazy. And it was worth it. 100% deserved it. I ain't going to sit here and lie and say I heard every album that was in that category.
I think I did. It was some decent. It's been I think we talked about this last year, but 2024 was a great year for rap. It was a great year for rap. I have no complaints. I will say this: the West Coast held it down, and then the ladies in the South held it down. Megan dropped two out. Well, basically, what it was like a disc one, disc two type of situation. Mm-hmm. Disc two had me in a chokehold.
A chokehold, real bad. Chokehold.
Glow dropped two albums. Mm-hmm. Glow after Dochi. Glow was my mm-hmm. favorite rapper last year. After Dochi, Glow's albums gave me the things, and I'm a Megan stan, so that says a lot. Mm-hmm. But like, and then Lotto Creep did her thing. Like the rap girlies in the South held it down, and in the West Coast, you had Vince Staples. You had my favorite, personally favorite album last year, Blue Lips by Schoolboy Q. Fucking amazing. Kendrick, we already know what Tom G and X was on. Tyler the Creator. It was so much good music. I have no complaints. I have no complaints. No complaints.
And I have one thing I want to say, because I remember a few years back, it was all about we need more women rappers so they can have their own category. I think there's enough now to have their own category.
1,000.
And I think enough released music last year for them to have like their own category now. Because say you had Lotto, Megan, Flo Milli, Glorilla, Dochi. Who's that? Mauna Leo released the album last year, I believe, too.
I think so.
And yeah, so when it comes to the girls, I listen to them. I don't know nothing else that's happening. But I listen to all the girls' music.
Speaking of the girls, y'all stop playing in my baby Tate's face. Give please. Her she also released things.
Yes. Well, I think it was like an EP, but yes.
It was still good.
Great as fuck.
Yeah.
She hasn't released a bad body of work ever at all.
Period.
So give baby Tate her things.
All of them.
Yes.
All of them.
And she's funny as fuck. Like, she has a great personality.
I just, so much black excellence. Alicia Keys put on some makeup. I knew it was serious because she don't ever put on some makeup, came out there. Queen Latifah came out there like the super stud she is. listen, I was like, oh, yes, yes. But the Unison A minor. God. Taylor Swift, toe the hell up. I know she was toe the hell up. Yeah. It was
what it must feel like to be one of the most, like, so if you're in that field with them, like, some of them, of course, want to be, like, respectful. I don't want to be doing too much because, you know, they're going to see this. But what it must be like to be one of the most powerful people in music, I would dare say Taylor Swift is probably the most
powerful person. I would think so, yeah.
And you're like, I don't give a fuck if the camera's in. Whoa! What you going to do, bitch?
The fact
I'm
that
Taylor Swift.
The funniest thing is, like, okay, so we all know that Taylor and Kendrick collabed before, but, like, she's a genuine Kendrick stan. So it's just like, oh, my God, this is. And then, oh, that's right, Drake did bring her name up because he was like, if I was Taylor Swift, y'all wouldn't do me like this. Taylor Swift probably wouldn't be in a beat with Kendrick.
Yeah, She also wouldn't put herself in that situation that you put yourself in.
I just...
A few times.
Well, there's that. So, I just know that the boogeyman is sitting at Drake's bed every night, laughing in his face. It's just... It's time to let this beef go on Drake's side. Kendrick is going to drag this out. That's a Gemini. He don't give a fuck. He's going to drag this out forever.
Until it's not fun for him anymore.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But it's just like, Drake, just time for you to focus on this Party Next Door album. Whatever that's going to be.
I feel like, also, that's no disrespect to Party Next Door. But... what it must be like to like sit in bed and regret a decision you made almost a year ago now, because it has affected you that much, when you could have been like, damn, I really had the option not to say anything at all, but I didn't.
I'm just saying that I can do better. Tell me how you're going to let me. Oh, God.
That's probably what it sounds like too in his head after you get high off shrooms and leave.
He's devastated right now. He's poor kid.
Oh gosh.
But anyways, Lord. On to true black excellence. shout out to everybody at the Grammys. Shout out to Beyonce for finally getting the album of the year. She deserved. Cowboy Carter is so damn good. It is so damn good.
Yes.
But yeah, shout out to all the black excellence. I love to see it. We going to start Black History off right. And then we are about to continue into our, what do you want to call it, Fran? I don't know what to call it.
Exposing black excellence. Let's say that, because some of these people I hadn't heard of before.
Okay.
Actually, I haven't really heard of a lot of these people.
I haven't heard of it, other than like three.
My first one actually surprised me, because you know I worked with Eyes for 9 years. I didn't know she existed. The Wyber
Pitcherator. All right, y'all. So it's time to dive into our Exposing Black Excellence segment. Y'all, again, same concept as last time. We're going to be doing this all month long, showing you people that you did not really know about. Like I said, we get taught about the same people all the time. It's time to learn about some different folks, because black history is American history. And we are more than what our captives said we are. We are so much more. Remember, slavery is white history, not black history. How we overcame it is black history. So
there you go.
We're going to start out with Mr. George Carruthers. George Carruthers was a renowned African-American physicist and inventor whose innovations significantly advanced space science. If you know me, I've talked about this before. Your girl loves space. Born October the 1st, Team Libra, in 1939 in Cincinnati, Ohio. He demonstrated an early aptitude in science, building his own telescope at the age of 10, which is crazy. After earning a PhD in aeronautical and astronautical engineering from the University of Illinois, Carruthers joined the U.S. Naval Research Laboratory. There, he invented the far ultraviolet camera spectrograph, which became the first moon-based observatory during the Apollo 16 mission in 1972. This device allows scientists to capture ultraviolet images of Earth in space, revealing valuable information about Earth's atmosphere and the presence of molecular hydrogen in interstellar space, a critical element in understanding the universe's composition. Carruthers' invention laid the foundation for modern astrophysical research and space exploration, influencing subsequent missions like Skylab and the Space Shuttle. His efforts also extended beyond research, as he inspired future generations through programs like the Space and Science in Space and Engineers Apprentice Program, teaching roles at Howard University. In recognition of his contributions, he received prestigious accolades, including NASA's Exceptional Scientific Achievement Medal and the National Medal of Technology and Innovation in 2013. Carruthers' legacy endures as a symbol of scientific curiosity and dedication to innovation. Amazing.
Did you say built a telescope at the age of 10?
At the age of 10. At the age
that of 10. That is insanity. What?
Love to see it.
Damn. Okay. Again, people that I did not know existed or knew what they had accomplished. It's crazy. All right. So my first one today is Miss Patricia Bath. Patricia Bath was a pioneering American ophthalmologist and humanitarian. Born in New York City, she made significant contributions to the field of ophthalmology. If you didn't know, that's just the study of eye disease, and was a trailblazer for women and African Americans in medicine. Bath was the first African American woman to complete a residency in ophthalmology at New York University, and the first woman to chair an ophthalmology residency program in the United States.
Work.
Yes. She received a bachelor's degree from Hunter College in 1964, a medical degree from Howard University in 1968, graduating with honors. Now, I would like to say this too. Like I just told y'all, I worked in ophthalmology for like 9 years. I didn't meet not one black woman ophthalmologist. There were a couple of optometrists, but no ophthalmologist. And like reading about her just brought that up to me. It was like, damn, I really didn't see it any. But okay, on to the reason she's so important. My bad. At Harlem Hospital, Dr. Bath discovered that black patients were twice as likely to be blind, while white patients at Columbia University were not. She observed that it was inadequate eye care in minority communities that caused an increase in blindness. This made her start the first community eye care clinic, which has been copied worldwide. In 1976, she founded the American Institute for the Prevention of Blindness. As the founder, Dr. Bath went to many countries to teach, speak, give equipment, do surgeries, and study the medicine of other countries. She developed a new surgical process in the field of ophthalmology because of her work with lasers. In 1981, she started developing the laser phaco probe, a device that uses lasers to penetrate and destroy cataracts. After removal of the cataract, a surgeon will replace the lens of the eye. The disadvantage of other cataract treatments is that a good surgeon can't make a perfect cut on the eye like a laser can. By inventing the laser phaco probe, she made cataract surgery safer because the laser doesn't harm surrounding tissue. The laser phaco probe combines laser and ultrasound energy transmitted by a flexible line, which includes an optical fiber delivery system and an irrigation sleeve through an incision of the eye surface, preferably less than one millimeter. The irrigation around the fiber tip helps to reduce heat loss. The optical fiber efficiency delivers units of energy to the lens through the incision of the eye. It is a less painful and more efficient way for cataract treatments, and it's still used to this day. I had no idea a black person was responsible for that at all.
That
craziness.
That is actually absolutely amazing.
But yes, she was doing her thing.
Work.
Look at a young Patricia.
Patricia, you was kind of... I'm so sorry.
Oh, shit. I'll be all right.
Patricia was a little fine. Save these eyeballs. Y'all see me in contact. Atticus knows I wear glasses.
Oh, but they be so cute. You should put them on.
Maybe I will next episode, but y'all, your girl is actually blind. I'm talking about blind as a bat. All right. So my next gentleman is Elmer Samuel Imes. Born in 1883, he passed in 1941. He was a groundbreaking African-American physicist and the second African-American to earn a PhD in physics, which he obtained from the University of Michigan in 1918. Imes' work revolutionized the field of molecular physics through the pioneering use of infrared spectroscopy to study molecular structures. His research provided critical experimental evidence supporting quantum theory, which is super cool to me, by the way, and offered the first accurate measurements of insane. Atomic... It actually insane. Atomic distances and molecules. This work played a significant role in validating the emerging field of quantum mechanics and is widely cited in the scientific literature. After earning his doctorate, Imes worked as a research physicist and engineer, obtaining 4 patents for his innovations. He later returned to Fisk University in 1929, where he established a physics program that inspired generations of students. Despite his significant contributions to science, of course, Imes faced racial barriers that limited his recognition for his work during his lifetime, particularly in the United States, because of course. However, his legacy endures as a pivotal figure who bridged the fields of physics and engineering, paving the way for future African-American scientists. America, you just...
I hate how some of these stories end that way. Like, you didn't get the recognition you deserved because you were racism. Dark, even though you were helping everybody.
Right.
Now, don't talk about me, y'all. I had to double check to make sure she wasn't a white woman because she was...
I thought she was a white man. I'm so sorry.
Listen.
Oh, I should have said that. I'm so sorry.
Listen, okay. Oh, wait. Okay. It. Okay. So this. Yes, Ms. Trunchbull, sir. This is. Oh, that's trouble. So this is Maggie Lena Walker. Maggie was a trailblazer African-American businesswoman and civic leader. Born in Richmond, Virginia, she became the first African-American woman to charter a bank in the United States. In 1903, she founded the St. Luke Penny Saving Bank, which provided financial services to the African-American community and supported economic independence. By 1920, it had financed 645 African-American homes in the Richmond area.
Word.
She was also involved in several organizations, including the Independent Order of St. Luke. This organization played a crucial role in providing aid to African-Americans who were sick, poor, or elderly. Under Walker's leadership, it expanded its membership to over 20 states in the District of Columbia. The National Association of Colored Women, the National Urban League, and the National Negro Business League are other organizations she was a part of. She was a strong advocate for civil rights and worked tirelessly to improve the lives of African Americans. Her restored home in Richmond's historic Jackson Ward neighborhood is now a historic landmark operated by the National Park Service. Oh. I thought she was pretty cool, especially actually being able to like own a bank. That's crazy. Especially back
amazing. Then. That is amazing. All right, guys. So my last one is Mr. Michael Crosland. Michael Crosland is an inventor and biomedical engineer whose contributions have significantly impacted modern healthcare. He is best known for developing a computerized device that monitors blood pressure and pulse, which revolutionized non-invasive patient care and vital sign monitoring. This innovation allowed for more accurate and efficient measurements, which is now standard in medical practices globally. Crosland's work laid the foundation for advancements in health technology, influencing the design of modern patient monitoring systems and improving outcomes in critical and routine care settings. Beyond his technical contributions, Crosland's achievements highlight the importance of innovation in biomedical engineering. His work remains a testament to the role African-Americans have, African-American inventors have played in shaping the healthcare industry, which just Atticus did one. I just did. So like there it's a bunch of them. Demonstrating the transformative. Demonstrating the transformative power of technology in improving medical care and patient experiences. Y'all. Yeah. Stuff you use today.
Getting your blood pressure checked every day.
Right.
Every time you go to the doctor. Okay. So the next one is Mr. Dr. Charles Drew. So Drew's research focused on blood transfusions and the preservation of blood plasma. He discovered that plasma could be separated and stored for longer periods, which was crucial for blood transfusions. During World War II, World War II, Drew was recruited to be the medical director of the Blood of Britain Project, which aimed to collect and ship plasma to Britain for use in treating wounded soldiers. The project was highly successful, collecting over 14,500 blood donations and shipping 5,000 liters of plasma. Drew's work laid the foundation for modern blood banking techniques and the establishment of large-scale blood banks. Drew became the first African-American to earn a Doctor of Science in Surgery from Columbia University, and he was appointed as the medical director of the American Red Cross Blood Bank. However, he resigned from this position in protest of the Red Cross's policy of segregating blood donations by race. Dr. Charles Drew's legacy is a testament to his dedication to improving medical practices and commitment to fighting racial discrimination in healthcare. His pioneering work has left a wonderful mark on the field of medicine. Despite his crucial role in blood transfusions during the World War II, he faced racial discrimination and was not fully acknowledged for his contributions during his lifetime, which is unfortunate. Look, they did so much great stuff.
That looks like a white man.
It does look like a white man.
The fact that he looks like that and y'all still discriminating against him is crazy.
Crazy. And Lord, y'all, I was looking to make sure, because both him and Maggie, they looked like Caucasian people. And I just wanted to make sure I had it right before I came up here. But they were African American.
That is.
But, you know, back then, if you was a little bit darker, you know, and we all know how.
That one drop rule.
Yeah. Why there are so many. We know why there were so many lighter skinned.
We do.
Black people back then. So
shout out to all of these people. They did amazing, amazing, amazing things. And things that still impact us today. Again, I reiterate, Black history is American history. Shout out, it's world history. Shout out to all the people who made significant differences in how we operate and how we live today. And I can't really say much more. That is Black excellence at its finest.
Sure is. That's crazy. And just appreciation. We appreciate them.
Yes.
For everything they've done that we don't know about. And everybody else that's then contributed something that we don't know about and take for granted.
And the sacrifices. Like, if you, especially the last two stories, unfortunately, the one that I read and then the one you followed up, they both had a very similar ending. And it's just like, there's no telling what they actually had to face behind the scenes. Always think of
everybody.
What's that movie? Hidden Figures. Mm-hmm. And that scene where Taraji, like that one main scene that everybody, you know, talks about where she just, you know, I work like a doll. And like, just like how significant they were to that mission. And like how they were nothing more than another colored person, which is, it's insane. Black people, celebrate yourself. Celebrate yourselves every single day. We are amazing. We've been amazing. We will continue to be amazing. Love yourself down, because we deserve it.
We do.
Now, on to the foolishness. The games and things.
The White Refrigerator. Really? So, this is another one of those majority rules, so there's not really a wrong answer. I just want to see what you're going to say.
Okay.
So, what is something a visitor to your house bet not do without permission? Go in your refrigerator.
My damn refrigerator. The fuck? That is a Black staple rule. You in my kitchen door.
There were a few. That's the exact same one I was going to pick. B, lay in your bed. C, put their feet on your table. And D, shit in your bathroom.
Listen, if you gotta go, you gotta go. I don't give a damn about you taking no shit. If you gotta go, you gotta go. Go true. So you don't shit on yourself. And I don't want you to experience that.
Don't shit on yourself on my floor. God damn it.
Right. That was it. Go to the bathroom with your stinking booty self.
The bathroom.
Go boo boo. Or
it was either A or B for me. Because don't lay in my bed.
Especially why would you lay in unprovoked? Well, I feel like in black families, but this is different because you said that's like a stranger or something. Like, it's yeah. Just, in black families, you be at the barbecue and it'd be some little 2-year-old toddler just stretched out in anybody's bed.
That's true. Whose anywhere.
Baby is this?
In a fucking table chair. Sleep. Man,
a hard sleep.
Yeah.
Roll the baby's neck up. The baby ain't got no support. Put a pillow on the. Why did that man? Yeah, friend, I knew that. That is a black ass question, and I knew that black ass answer. I wish you would. Strangers yes. Come in my house to start drinking my juice. Bitch, I'm gonna air this motherfucker.
What is one thing they better not do if they get in your car? I think you already know my answer.
Probably smoke. Well, I have
two. Smoking is one. The other one is don't fuck with my music.
I was gonna say, I think mine is like, don't come in messing with my radio.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
don't touch my music. Like, me and you, we have a shared playlist.
This is
so
true.
We already know how that goes. But and I've been come in here hitting next, bitch. I'll hit you upside the head. Bro, with you.
Yeah, I was gonna say I listen to so much variety. I don't know. That might not bother me so bad. I think the smoking thing would bother me more because I don't smoke anymore. I don't smoke cigarettes anymore.
And that shit lingers. It's
yeah.
It's the nastiest, stalest, which people who smoke, you probably don't smell it the same way, but it's irritating. It's this irritating, lingering ass smell. All
right. Look away. This is mine, y'all. All right, so let me see. Okay, so I can't say that. Oh, I know an easy one. Salt or sugar?
Condiments?
No.
Pepper?
No. This is a great debate in the black community.
Grits.
Grits.
So I say both. I like to put salt in them, but I also put like jelly in it too. Like,
okay. Grape so that's jelly. Different. That's yeah. A little different. Like you mixing stuff up together. But true. To put sugar, I don't want no porridge or oatmeal. If I want that, then that's what I'm going to eat.
So people actually put like straight sugar in it? Is that the debate?
Straight white sugar.
Oh. You know what? That's interesting. I try to see.
I like. I don't even. Ooh, y'all finna take my black R for this. I'm not the biggest fan of grits. I will eat them, but to just like eat a grit to eat a grit.
I bought grits from Sam's. Tell me why I still got. It was a pack of four. I got 3¾ big ass bags of grits still in that pantry.
All right, friend.
All right. So this one, which of these artists would you want to sing at your funeral? Jill Scott, Ledisi, Fantasia, or Kiki Wyatt?
I would come up out of the grave if I heard she's dead. Do that shit when she's talking. So
she
Kiki Wyatt
to know she got breath control
is out of here. She's off the list. Jilly from Philly. I love Jill Scott. Down, down, down. I don't think that would be her thing. Agreed. So this is going to sound crazy, but when I think of Jill Scott, my eyes just crossed. I don't know what the hell happened there. when I think of Jill Scott, I think of like life. Does that sound crazy? Like,
no, it doesn't.
Like,
she doesn't get a funeral.
She doesn't get a funeral. End
up picking the same person.
Lettucey also love Lettucey down. It would be between Lettucey and Fantasia, but I'm going to tell you why Fantasia would win. Okay, because Fantasia would give me a good homecoming. Do you hear my fume? Yes, as the black folk call it, fume. My fume, she would be in there. People be in there shouting. You know, my family already religious. So they think I was going to heaven. I'm right in hell dancing with Satan. Come in! I'm just in there.
But Fantasia done kicked off her shoes. She in there crying.
When I see you.
When I see you again. They gonna have to walk her off. She more sad than the people at the funeral.
Right, you don't even know me. So yeah, I think I got to go with my girl Fantasia on that. Alright, so I'm gonna let y'all guess too. I ain't gonna show y'all nothing. Oh. Alright. Ooh, this is gonna be a tough one. Actually, no, it's not, because I immediately know, because I'm not shit. Your arm!
Big Mama, your arm! Soul food.
It ain't soul food, but what's the first thing you said?
Big Mama! Big Mama's house?
Big Mama?
Oh, just Big Mama.
Big Mama. Okay. I could have said Lotto, too.
You sure could have. Love it when they call me big.
Okay.
This is another one that could go all sorts of ways. You open your grandma's refrigerator and see a small grocery bag tied in a knot. What's in it? A, leftovers. B, old seasoned flour. C, sauce packets. D, salmonella.
I can tell you it's absolutely D. The correct answer is
D.
The correct answer is D. But it's going to be B. Old flour.
Yes, it's B, yeah. And D.
Yeah, see?
Make
yeah.
sure you cook it good.
It's the old flour. It's going to be old flour. You're like, Grandma, you can't. You already put raw chicken. Shut the hell up.
And she going to tell you to shut the fuck up while she take her whole bare hand, dip that chicken in that flour, and place it down in the grease.
And you just sitting there.
Yeah. Reach in there and see if that chicken. Reach in there.
You be like, don't. Grandma, please.
Is it hot? It ain't hot shit.
Okay. I'm going to make y'all guess this one too. This probably actually isn't fair though, because I know what to say to this. But this would be something that only me and Addie would know. We were supposed to go here in 2020.
Essence. We were definitely supposed to go to Essence.
Essence what?
Essence Fest.
Work. Yep.
Damn. We damn sure were. I wonder if they're going to have it again this year. Well, sure they are.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Isn't that usually like June?
July? Yeah.
June? Okay.
I think it's like normally around Independence Day.
When it's going to be hot than a motherfucker outside in Louisiana. Absolutely. Got it.
But everybody going to be naked and fine, so it's worth it.
I was about to say, it might be a good time. Let's see. Who is most liable to lie about wasting your time? A, a pastor. B, your supervisor. C, a Negro. Or D, a new boo.
A Negro and a new boo. And I think I'm going to go all of the above.
And I would definitely say a new boo. Definitely lying about wasting your time. Or maybe not intentionally. at first. But definitely a new boo. But definitely a Negro. Especially, you want to know something that made me mad? I don't be getting hangry. Like, I really don't get hangry, but I get pissed off. Like, if I'm waiting for somebody to go eat and the motherfucker's late. Like, we supposed to be here eating and I can't order because you ain't here, bitch.
Yeah, because now I feel like you holding stuff up.
Yes.
Like, now we gonna leave late. We didn't. Would be my problem. I don't want to leave. I want to be in my bed at a certain time. I'm at the age now where I want to be in my bed in my house at a certain time. That's the thing about Houston, though, is shit to do all the time, always. Like, you can go out at midnight and not come home until the next day. That's how crazy it is here. The problem is, I'm not built like that no more. 1 o'clock is pushing it. I'm like, I could actually be at home watching YouTube and still be wide awake, but in my bed, happy.
That part. I'm also past that age. I'm not finna do no shit with you last minute. You should have told me about this 2 days ago so I could prepare myself.
I need rest time before I
get. Yeah.
I gotta take a nap now before I go out, bitch.
Yes.
Very popular in the 2000s in Atlanta. People still do it today.
Is it a dance? Can't say dance, so it is a dance.
You typically see this at a gathering of black people.
Fuck. The electric slide.
Same family of things.
The Cupid Shuffle.
Same family of things. You're getting closer.
God damn.
It came out in the 2000s.
It came out in the 2000s.
Came out in that trap era.
Shoulder lean.
Okay, so you're in. Now you're definitely in the family. Much hotter.
You.
No, because we don't do that no more. It's something we still do.
God damn, I'm about to be wrong. Hold on, give me just a little bit longer. Shoulder lean, two-stepping?
No.
I'm wrong. Right. I don't know. What is it?
Swag, sir. Man, I got it, man.
Damn.
Yeah, damn. We still swag, sir, friend.
Wow.
I'm swagging up, sir. And watch me surfing swag. I'm on him. Yep.
Damn it.
It's all right. It's all
yeah,
right.
No, I would not have guessed that one. I would not have guessed that. Okay. What name do you think your grandmother called your granddaddy in the bedroom back in the day? Daddy, Long John, Baby, or Mister? Oh, Long John.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Oh.
So I know. So I know it's either Daddy or Mister. I'm going to go with Daddy.
Definitely Daddy.
Come on in here, Big Daddy.
Right.
Oh,
there it goes. Yep.
Well, we can get here by magic. Them Negroes had 15 kids.
They did.
Not they our were, grandparents, but like them great grandparents.
Yeah. That's what they trying to get back to today.
Women nowadays is like, girl, I would actually rather jump off a bridge. Valid.
They trying to make it where you don't have no birth control. no job, and you ain't got shit to do but stay at home and be pregnant.
Right. Nothing to do but have babies. Yep. All right, friend. Maybe this one and one. We do two more piece, and then we wrap it on up.
Okay, okay.
All right. Ooh, okay. Ooh. Ooh. Okay. Barry Gordy. Mm-mm. 1960s
black. Hell no.
Oh gosh.
What was you about to say though?
Like black era. I can't say the other word though. Just my imagination.
Doo-wop, wop.
Oh, okay. Music. Who was the label though? For the blacks.
Ooh. Is it a label that's still here currently?
I don't know.
Okay, it's probably not who I was thinking. Fuck. Who Motown? Are you thinking?
Yes!
Okay, there we go. Woo! Is Motown still a thing?
I don't know. I don't know.
Okay. All right. Who would you rather have for a father? Joe Jackson.
God damn. But it's starting off wild as fuck.
It gets better. Future.
Jesus.
Matthew Knowles or Bill Cosby?
The last one just made me so sad. I can't in any way support him anymore after knowing what that man did. If I had to say honestly, Matthew. Mm-hmm. Look what Matthew helped create.
I was just about to say that Joe Jackson and Matthew Knowles had the two biggest stars in history.
History.
Under their belt. So Joe was a little bit, he was older, so you know he was definitely backhand.
Yeah, we
kick you in the chest type of leadership. So I would think I would take Matthew Knowles too. Definitely Matthew.
Okay. My last one. This is easy. Okay, so we were talking about familiar. Oh, I can't say that word. Okay. We just did Swag Surf.
Mm-hmm. So it's another dance.
I think older, very popular at the barbecue.
Electric Slide.
No.
Cupid Shuffle.
No.
Fuck.
Come on, friend. This is an easy one. I'm trying to think of another word. Oh, God.
Very popular at the barbecue, and it's not one of those two.
The person who made the song just recently passed away. Oh God, because you know this. Beyonce.
Beyonce?
Remade it. Listen to the beat. And then they go, I can't hum it. Doom, 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 doom. Oh, friend, you're gonna be so mad at yourself. Before I let you go.
God damn it. Fuck. 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 Shit.
And she ate her version too.
Dun, dun, she dun, did. Dun,
dun. Yeah, that is a black staple at the barbecue. Yeah, Frankie Beverly recently passed.
Girl. He did. That was late last year, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, literally, like, maybe 3 months ago.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, you're right. Okay. Last one. This is real easy, too.
Okay.
What is Judge Mathis well known for calling people on his show? I don't even think I have to list the options.
The fact he calls people crackheads on every single show. He told one woman she smelled like crack. I don't know.
He's like, well, he said he was a former crackhead, so he knows. He know what it smelled like.
He said, I smell a little crack on you. What does that mean? That reminds me of that video, Fred. Do you remember that video of the person that was on the train and then the person started doing crack next to him and they was like, I feel ravenous. It was like, I didn't inhale the smoke and I feel ravenous. I can't imagine what inhaling crack smoke would make you feel like, nigga. Just
the hug it gave me, it never let me go. Can you imagine fiending for some shit and you don't know what it is because you done inhaled some shit you didn't know?
Listen,
was crack smoke. Speaking, you of going through withdrawals and don't even know. Like
somebody said, what if you were standing outside on Martin Luther King Boulevard and you were sipping your drink and a crackhead just ran by and grabbed your lip and said, "Got your mouth." I don't know why that was so stupid. That was the stupidest, funniest thing. I was like, boy, the internet is truly a dumbass place.
Because you and I both know it's some shit a crackhead would do.
Absolutely. Absolutely. At random.
Just because it's Wednesday evening at 9:47 p.m. Gotcha. And you're standing there. And run the fuck away.
And you just sitting there, mouth just full of lip crack. Did you know that? They got that crack under their nails. Just
they do. Ooh.
I feel ravenous. Bless her. But all right. That's all I got this week for y'all. What about you, Fran? You got anything else for them?
That is all I got for y'all. Remember just to protect your peace. Stay aware, but don't.
Overconsumed.
Don't be consumed. You got it. God.
We gonna be all right. We gonna in the words of multi Grammy award winning Kendrick Lamar. My nigga, we gonna be all right. Hey, we gonna be all right. We...
Johnny.
And Drake is indeed gone. He is gone. He is gone. All right, y'all.
Bye.
Peace.